Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Leading off today, we have some additional details on the WWDC 2020 calendar. After confirming the initial schedule for the virtual event, Apple has now added a few more details for developers. The company has confirmed new information about one-on-one developer labs, as well as the annual Apple Design Awards. One-on-one developer labs between developers and Apple engineers are one of the most useful parts of WWDC every year, as it gives developers an opportunity to learn how the latest iOS features work. Developers can ask questions, ask for advice, and see the latest APIs in action. This year, Apple says that all of the labs will be held from June 23rd through June 26th and take place over a WebEx audio call. The appointments will be between 10 and 55 minutes, and developers can learn more about how to request lab appointments through Apple's developer website. Apple also now says that the annual Apple Design Awards will be announced on June 29th, a full week after the initial kickoff of WWDC. This is a change from past years when the Apple Design Awards have generally been held during WWDC week, often on the same day as the keynote. The Apple Design Awards are an opportunity for Apple to recognize the best apps created for its different platforms. The recipients receive a pretty hefty swag bag from Apple with much of its recent hardware, as well as the free publicity that comes from being a winner. Up until today, Apple had not confirmed how the Design Awards would take place given the new format of WWDC, but now we know. And in related news, as it continues to prepare for WWDC, Apple has released a new version of the Apple Developer app. Previously named the WWDC app, the Apple Developer app offers access to videos and articles for developers, including technical videos of how new features work as well as the latest software capabilities. The Apple Developer app this year will allow developers to watch sessions online from WWDC, as well as watch the opening keynote and the State of the Union address. But perhaps most notably, the Apple Developer app is now available for macOS for the first time through the Catalyst technology. This means that Apple has brought the iPad version of the Developer app to the Mac, and while there are some complaints about the initial version of the macOS Developer app, it will still be useful as developers adapt to a completely virtual WWDC this year. Again, Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference begins on June 22nd, and we will have full coverage of everything on 9to5Mac.com and right here on 9to5Mac Daily. So be sure to stay tuned throughout all of next week and throughout the rest of the summer. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder, a powerful and easy-to-use habit tracking and reminder app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, and even Android. Working from home can bring new challenges to your daily life, and HabitMinder makes it easy to get organized with all of your daily tasks. With a clean and simple interface, you can track and create good habits with ease. There are statistics for easily tracking your progress throughout the day, so you always know where you stand and what else you need to do. HabitMinder will help you form healthy habits and keep you accountable with these useful tools. There are more than 50 predefined positive and healthy habits to get you started, and you can easily add and customize your own tasks as well. Change your habits, change your life. HabitMinder is a free download on the App Store with premium features available as an in-app purchase. Learn more and get started today at the link in the show notes below or go to HabitMinder.com. My thanks to HabitMinder for their support of 9to5Mac Daily and helping me keep my life organized. Rounding out today, Apple is now facing a formal investigation from the European Commission regarding its conduct related to the App Store and Apple Pay. The investigations are a priority for the European Commission and revolve around Apple's role as a gatekeeper. The Apple Pay investigation is due to the fact that the NFC chip in the iPhone is locked down. Third-party contactless payment providers do not get the same access to the system as Apple Pay. For example, Apple Pay can work in the background and the iPhone is always ready to start an Apple Pay transaction. But third-party apps must be in the foreground to be able to read data from the NFC chip. And even that functionality was only recently added as an API and was not available from the start. The App Store investigation centers on the mandatory use of Apple's in-app purchase system for third-party apps. So for example, if a developer wants to sell you a digital good, they have to use Apple's in-app subscription billing system and share 30% of the revenue with Apple itself. This investigation comes following complaints from different developers, but perhaps most notably of which is Spotify. For the European Commission, a probe is the first formal step towards an anti-competitive ruling. If the EU finds due cause, it could enforce fines and may require that Apple change the current structure of the App Store and Apple Pay. But as you might expect for a government investigation, all of this will take a long time and likely result in years of legal fights and appeals. Apple responded to the announcement with a short statement saying, quote, "It's disappointing that the European Commission is advancing baseless complaints from a handful of companies who simply want a free ride and don't want to play by the same rules as everyone else," end quote. But again, we don't expect anything here to happen soon, but it is notable that a formal investigation by the European Commission is now underway. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.